Join Vanguard for a moment of meditation. Take a deep breath. Picture yourself reaching your financial goals. Feel that freedom. Visit vanguard.com/investinginyou to learn more. All investing is subject to risk.
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Good evening, everybody! Welcome into the Winklerverse as we're talking about a Packers 28-21 victory over the Chicago Bears. I'll get the link up. I look forward to your comments. We'll be here for about, let's say, 45 minutes today. Nice little episode. I'm sure we can get a lot in. The very first thing I want to say is fuck ESPN. Alabama should not be in that playoff. Notre Dame is right to set out a bowl game. They're made for TV ESPN events. I'll have more on that later. I'm sick as hell, but that game was fun. Yes! Yes, it was fun. Jake thought I was shirtless at first. Yes, this pink is the color of my skin. I have started putting other when I fill out applications. Great game, Bart. Love looks great. Absolutely, he does. Mr. I'm still dead. Now Bears fans can shut the hell up. Look, I just got to say this from the rivalry perspective. It is different when we're both good. Okay? Because the Bears were coming back. And the Bears are good. The Bears are good. This is also how they've been winning. They've got five comebacks in the fourth quarter. After 2 minutes, I think the stat was. They are winning games Chiefs-like last year. Where even if they're not perfect for four quarters, this team knows how to win. They do. They didn't tonight. But the Bears know how to win. That is a massive step. That is a massive step. As somebody who has been doing a national show for the last 2 years and the next 2 weeks, I have been on in Chicago. And I do appreciate the relationship between Chicago, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Illinois. And I want to know, or I want to let the Chicago audience know, that I'm not just the average, you know, Packer fan who says the Bears still suck, you know, 365 days a year. I want to watch this team with a rightful eye. That's not a thing. But I want to watch this Bears team, and I want to be able to tell if they're good or not. So the Bears are good because they have popped off the first major thing they needed to do, which was learn how to win. The Chicago Bears know how to win football games. Ben Johnson's a reason for that. Caleb Williams is a reason for that. They know how to win. Are they good? Yeah. Are they four quarters good? No. But do they know how to win when they're three quarters good? Sure. Were the Packers four quarters good? I don't know. I mean, that drive that the Bears got every third down was excruciating. So that was bad. But they're ahead of schedule. The Chicago Bears are ahead of schedule. And when you're ahead of schedule as a fan, first out, shout out this man, Slim Lewis Guitar. We got outcoached and still won. Love your shows, Bart. Keep up the great work. And for those asking, where can you find me? This is it. We might have a lot more national audience members joining the fray, joining the Winklerverse, which is good. I am looking for ways to accommodate those, but not, you know, change the menu too much. I do need to do a college football specific only one. And Tim, Shay, I need you for that one. Because what happened in college football is complete and utter bullshit, which if you look at my Twitter account in the third quarter, all my retweets about how ESPN has ruined the product and Kirk Herbstreit's terrible and Alabama's, you know, whining and no excuses except for when they lose. That was the stress of that drive. It might have been fourth quarter drive, but the stress of when the Bears took it down the field and were converting every third, that was the stress of that drive. Thank you again, Slim Lewis, for the $20 to the show. To the show kitty. So, yeah, the Bears are ahead of schedule. So when you're ahead of schedule, as a fan, I think you start to think, well, what if? You see Ben Johnson take his shirt off, and you think, if this is how they're going to celebrate on Thanksgiving, what's the next step? What's coming up? What's next? I think the Bears can make the playoffs. Obviously, they've put themselves in a good position. I don't think they're going to go to the playoffs and win a playoff game. I think next year is the year where they're going to truly start to contend for the North. And now if they would have won today, all of that would have had to go out the window. But the Packers, I think the Packers, this is a Packers podcast, right? Remind myself. They had every opportunity, just as Chicago did, to come back and win. The Packers had every opportunity to let Chicago do that. And they did not let Chicago do that. And the defense, while it was rough, and the third downs were bad. Bears were 8 of 16. We were 8 for 12. Did not seem like that. Bears also converted a fourth down. They had the ball a lot more than us in that second half. 33 minutes total in the game, 33.5. But they certainly controlled the clock and controlled the pace of that third quarter. A couple of three and outs for the Packers. I don't fault a lot of the play calling today. I think Matt LaFleur had a great third down. I thought they might get a little run heavy after the 8 minutes that the defense was out there. Jacobs, big first down on a first down run. So I think they stepped up. So, you know, my main enemy of the season, Matt LaFleur. Again, this is the second week in a row. I think they did a really nice job. I think that third down, look, the third down where they ran it to Jacobs, you got to trust your running back a little bit. But I loved the play to Watson. That was probably my favorite play of the day. A third down, he comes across the middle, he turns the burners on, he scores. I think that was as important as any other play today. I think Jordan Love, if I can talk about him, because Jordan Love is good. thank you, Marcus. Pay $10 to Bart every time he's right. I will be broke. One payment covers all the times that I'm right. So that'll be a good way to put it. But Marcus, you know I appreciate you always chiming in. I'll throw the link up if you want to join. We're on Twitter, Facebook, I believe, and the other one. Oh, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, of course. Don't forget to hit up my guy Dan Shaney. Jordan Love, that first interception, and this is my problem with Jordan Love, the conversation around Jordan Love. I have become, as much as I am a Matt LaFleur-er, I have also become a Jordan Love defender. I don't want to be a Jordan Love defender in the way where I can't properly say when he makes a mistake. And on that interception, the read was bad. He didn't see him. That was a bad play. It was a bad play. Are you not afforded some of those? That was his fourth interception of the season. So I'm not looking for Jordan Love bad plays, see them with my eyes, and then say, how can I twist this one where it's actually not a bad play? It's actually a good play. I'm not doing that. All I see is he makes a bad play, and then everyone freaks out, says, see, he's not the guy. It's his fourth pick of the year. It's fourth pick of the year. I just feel like the reactions, and I don't want to go too far the other way either, but the reactions to him playing poorly are stronger on him than any other quarterback that I think I've witnessed. It does feel like Rodgers when he took over for Favre. That first year, were they 6-10? Rodgers, there's a specific game against Carolina where he brought them back, and then DeLome hit Steve Smith. So Rodgers brought them back, but it was like with a minute 50 to go or something. I'd have to look at the specifics. But then Rodgers gets shit on for not having these two-minute drives or leading comebacks when he did. Just the defense gave it back in a play. And Rodgers kept getting crapped on for that because people will just box score hunt and say, well, look what he did. They lost. Oh, yeah, a couple of three touchdowns, but they lost. He can't lead a fourth quarter. He did do that. And then the defense let him go. So I think with Jordan Love, he throws some interceptions where you're like, oh my God, it's your sixth year in the league, my brother. Third as a starter. What are we doing here, my guy? But he also had a really nice game. Did you think that one was going to Watson? No, it was going to Reed. It was going to Reed the whole time. Jordan Love, 17 of 25, three touchdowns at 234 yards. And I've said this before, but when Jordan Love drops back to pass, you can only see so much on the TV screen. They don't show you the all 22. We're not seeing the routes develop unless you're at the game, which I will be next week. Denver. You don't see it all, but there's a way that Jordan Love throws that football and you know it's coming down in a receiver's hands. And he was able to do that a couple of times today. To Watson, the 45-yard strike to Bo Melton was great. There's a lot of positives in this game. The obvious negatives, the drive that never ended and let the Bears back in it. I think the defense, you know, slowed down. Nixon, for him not catching that one interception, did a nice job baiting for the game winner where Caleb Williams thought he had a guy wide open in the end zone because he did, but Nixon was able to recover and get the interception. So that was massive. A lot about Keyshawn Nixon today that, you know, you're scratching your head, but he came up and had the big interception. Rashid Walker on that first drive. I do not watch the offensive lineman. I just can't train my eyes to do it. Couldn't take my eyes off of him. Even on a third down, I think it was, Jacobs got around the outside, but Walker had just, like, not touched anybody. So, yeah, some negatives, but this was a great win. This felt like a playoff atmosphere. There felt like there was a lot on the line. It felt like the Packers rose to the occasion early. They had to withstand then. You know, some letdown. We call that adversity. When you're leading and then you are then tied, in sports, we call that adversity. We had a lead and then we were tied. We had to get through the adversity. So they got through adversity and then they were able to make the big stop at the end, which was great. T.R. Hello? Is that Zac Efron Gutekunst with the new Zac Efron face? Bart, you're my go-to post-game guy. Keep it going. Bieber heart emoji. Coming right back at you. Appreciate all of that, you guys. Too kind.
For over a century, Johnny Walker has shared its bold spirit with the game of golf. Now, that legacy continues with reimagined classic cocktails like the Keep Walkin' 18. A fresh whiskey twist on a timeless mule. Few pairings are as enduring as scotch and golf. For cocktail recipes and more, visit johnnywalker.com/clubhouse. Toast the new era of golf with Johnny Walker Black Label. Shop now at thebar.com and discover inspired cocktails at johnnywalker.com/clubhouse. Perfect for the 19th hole or your home bar. Please drink responsibly.
Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
I'll rip through some comments here. Again, the link is live if you'd like to join. Remember, happyplacehemp.com. Promo code is BART. I will be enjoying a 20 milligram seltzer tonight. Of course, you have the gummies, the seltzers, the tinctures. They haven't had one yet. The cream, just a lot of different products with the CBD, the THC infused as well. It's available there in Muskego. You can stop in, talk to Chris and Rob. You can also browse the website, see what you like, happyplacehemp.com. The promo code's BART. This will be the fourth holiday season that you can use that promo code as a voucher when you're getting stocking stuffers of gummies, seltzers, and the like. That again is happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART at checkout. Let me rip through a bunch of the comments here that you guys have contributed throughout. I'll go start at the beginning, pop some other of those. I'll get back to this one about Bears fans shutting the hell up. I do think that they should be excited. Bears fans should be excited. Their team has a quarterback that's good. Caleb was good. Caleb was really good. Caleb extended a lot of plays. I'm a Caleb believer, so I'm not going to say a bad thing about him. Ben Johnson, good coach. This is a good pairing. This will be good for them. This pairing will win an NFC North division at some point. I would say they may go to a Super Bowl at some point, but I can't because we thought Lamar Wood hasn't been yet. We thought Josh Allen Wood hasn't been yet. We thought Rodgers would go back after 2010, did not. Although could this year, they lead the AFC North. But the Bears fans should have a lot of reason for optimism. I still think they put the cart before the horse too many times. They came into this week expecting to win, which again, you're a fan. It's short for fanatic, fantasy land. But not yet. Not yet. And even watching it, I don't know. I don't like people that make this rivalry their personality 365 days a year. I've said that. But that doesn't mean I'm above it. Okay? I'm as anxious as everybody else. My mood is terribly different than how it would be if they lost. And it wouldn't just be because the Packers lost the game. It would be all the Bears fans and what they would say and the premature NFC victory lag. It would just be that. And that does bother me. Don't let it bother you. I can't. The only way that it doesn't bother me is if it doesn't happen. The only way it doesn't happen is if the Packers win, which they did. XOXO. James on Twitter, Parsons is still being held. It's not even comical anymore. It's bullshit. I mean, every play, he beats the line. There's one guy hanging out, clearly has Parsons, and they just let it go every single time. We're not making that up. We're not delusional about that. Chuck says, Caleb's a baller. Yes. Caleb's very good. Praz, good game. First bad game Ben Johnson's had all season. I don't know about that. I'm sure he's had many more, but I don't think this one was that bad. I don't think this was bad. The running attack got going in the third. Caleb did a good job extending plays. Maybe the Bears were too much like, all right, we need Caleb to find a guy. Maybe they could have had plays develop quicker, I guess. Getting Reed involved quickly, that's Jake, was great to see. Bears finally have a coach who's not an idiot. Let's go, Bart. I like that. What's up, B-Dub? Just saying hi is totally fine. Just ripping through some of these. LaFleur needs to go on an epic rant about how Parsons is officiated. Has he gotten a single holding penalty drawn this season? Not hyperbole to say he's held nearly 100% of his snaps. That's from Jake. Yeah, but LaFleur will probably come out and say the crowd was great today rather than, hey, get your hands off my fucking guy. Ben Al joining the proceedings.
Go Pack Go! Thanks for having me on, Bart.
Well, thanks for coming on. Like I said, I don't want to make this rivalry my personality, but I'm not above it. They needed that win today. They needed that win to prevent the Bears from having that win, probably more importantly than anything. But this was a good game where, like I said, they got out early. I don't think the Bears met the moment early, but I also think the Bears, I never thought it was over. They have been able to come back. They've come back a lot. Agreed. They have that medal. They have that knowledge. They will be a tough out in the playoffs. They will be out, though.
Yeah. Our D-line looked tired in the third.
Still too early for me. Go ahead.
Our D-line looked tired in the third. And, I mean, without Wyatt, they chipped away. I think there was a good game plan by the Bears. They had a chance to win. But Jordan Love was lights out, man. He didn't let them win. There was no opening. Yeah, we threw a pick. Yeah, he threw a pick. And it wasn't a great pass. But, I mean, we've lived through it with Favre. We got spoiled with Rodgers. We can take a little bit of inconsistency with Love once in a while. Micah Parsons being held is unbelievable. Every time Williams rolled out, it was holding. Like, it was a result because Micah Parsons was being held. And that one time where Caleb tried to outrun him, Micah was going to take him out right on the sideline. It was awesome on the right side.
Yeah,
I think it's hard to not forget that play because he was just bearing down on him. So, yeah, that's good. Good game.
Bruce City says, Jordan Love is great. How is he just good? Tired of this crap from Packer fans just because of Favre and Rodgers. And I think today's the formula. I think today, I keep talking about this magic formula. I think today might be the formula because Jordan Love needed those three touchdowns, those two deep shot touchdowns, the 234 yards to like that good equals the one play bad he had. So I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Jordan Love was tremendous today. But for a lot of Packer fans, when they talk about Jordan Love with their friends or at work tomorrow, whenever they talk about Jordan Love, they will not have the strength to not mention the interception. It doesn't need to be mentioned. It was his fourth pick of the year. It did not harm or affect the result. He had three touchdowns. Two of them, beautiful balls. He had a lot other, the Musgrave one, so close. But that was another great example. I think one thing that Love does that he doesn't get a lot of credit for is when he has these, like, boneheaded plays. Oh, Jordan Love threw a pick. Boneheaded. All the time it's boneheaded. He doesn't see a guy. Most of the times that I feel like he throws a pick, he didn't see a guy. A lot of the other times he's making these throws, where is he making the throws to? The part of the receiver's body that only he can get it. He's not throwing up a lot of contested balls. He's guiding these guys a lot. He's throwing it where they will be. Jordan Love is a really good quarterback, and having the referendum on him after every interception is a fool's errand.
I do want to mention our defense is amazing. I don't want to understate. Yeah, the D-line got tired in the third, but Jordan Love should be allowed to mistake a game with how good our defense is. Like, you know, I don't see that being a problem with his defense, the Packers' defense being as good as it is.
Hot take Jake joining.
Yo. All right.
He's just tired of writing his name. And just write Hot Take Jake.
I don't know. I feel like I, you know, in my own head, I have to come up with something. And it's just like, yeah, whatever, not today. Okay, a couple things. Disappointed in LaFleur. Not to say he was awful or, you know, beyond terrible, but, like, just went a little bit too far back to what we know, which is trying to play to not lose. He definitely was rewarded for bad behavior on, I think it was third and three or four, where they pitched out to Jacobs and Jacobs was basically dead to rights, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he made a play. So Jordan Love was, for the most part, good. It would be really nice, and this is just, again, Ben mentioned it, we've been spoiled. If he could just like come out ready to go, he's definitely a guy that needs to settle in, throw some bad balls, let a couple sail, and then it's like he gets into a rhythm. It's like I'm trying to be a little bit greedy with Jordan, but it is what it is. Nobody's perfect. Jacobs had, I think, the best game of his year, or best game of the year for him. I was confused by does anybody know what happened to Dontavian Wicks? Because I didn't see him at all. We had Bo Melton getting deep looks. It was just very odd to me.
Wicks was out there and then he wasn't out there.
Very strange. He was quietly having a really good season. The O-line performed great. Typically one of those games where if you don't think about it, they're doing their job. Ben, I think, mentioned it too. The defense ran out of gas. Again, that was just really, really tough. It's a trademark of the LaFleur era where you get a good lead, you come out in the second half, and three and out, they ended up getting a touchdown on the next drive, but then boom, three and out again. So and everybody's going to break down if you can't stay off the field for a little bit. Nixon, my goodness, this guy is, I don't know if I can recall a more feast or famine type player where one.
How do you feel about this comment from Matt? Nixon is the Bobby Portis of the Packers.
I think Big Bob is a lot more consistent than Nixon is. And
I think people like Bobby more than Nixon.
There's nobody's indifferent on Bobby. He's very polarizing.
I love Bobby.
I love Big Bob. Big Bob on the ass. But Big Key, I think he's a player that one week looks like an all pro and the next week looks like Terrell Buckley. Like there's no in between.
Friend of show, by the way.
T Buck?
I've had T Buck on.
Shut up. Seriously?
Well, the radio show, not
the Vacinator, man. Yeah. But overall, I guess you never apologize for winning, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit disappointed with how the win played out, because I really thought after that first half, especially if you come out and score a touchdown to open the second half, you pretty much, now you're forcing Caleb to have to make big plays. He's going to start throwing you gifts and it is what it is. But overall, I think if you go 3-1 the rest of the way, you win the division easily. 2-2 if you beat Chicago as well, probably wins the division. So it's nice to have that playoff picture start to come into form. And the Parsons thing is just, it's disgusting. And I wrote in the comment, it's not hyperbole to say on nearly 100% of the snaps, he's being held and it's not like ticky-tack, like, oh, that should have been a hold. Like literally where every other time when you see a guy just carrying someone into the backfield with, you know, being pulled, his arms are up. It's just like, I don't understand. You know, we see it as Bucks fans, the way that they officiate Giannis, where, you know, referees are telling Doc Rivers, well, Giannis plays through the contact. So do we need Parsons to start flopping here? I don't understand.
Well, we won't have to worry about that after December 15th, but.
Yeah, probably not.
It's
not looking good.
I don't know. Speaking of the Bucks, podcast announcement. On select days in the 2026 calendar year, Bucks postgame pods will return.
Hey!
2026? Is that what he said?
Well, since I will not be on my national show anymore.
Oh, yeah. All right.
This is like your John Cena farewell run. Like, are you going to have X amount of dates that we...
I thought you meant the 2026 season because we're not making the playoffs this year.
No. I was just looking at the schedule. We're going to do a live Bucks show after they play the Golden State Warriors on January 7th.
Buddy, word of advice, you might want to get some of those in earlier because by the time you actually start those shows, it could be some really lean audiences.
Well, I'm just trying to see when I work another 2 weeks.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
The best TV comes in many forms, from real-life mysteries to blockbuster dramas, family favorites, and buzzworthy reality shows. Philo makes it easy to stream them all with one simple, affordable subscription. For just $33 a month, Philo offers more than 70 live channels, including favorites like AMC, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and Nickelodeon, plus on-demand TV like the entire AMC Plus library. Whatever the mood, there's always something new to uncover. Philo subscribers also get access to HBO Max Basic with ads and Discovery Plus at no extra cost, along with unlimited DVR that saves shows for up to a year. No long contracts, no complicated setup, just endless entertainment ready to stream anytime. Ready for a better way to bundle all the TV you love? Get started at philo.tv. That's philo.tv. Your next obsession is waiting.
No Packer postgame show next weekend, as I will be there.
Have fun.
It's going to be a tough one.
So I think.
I don't know. I think the Bears are better than the Broncos.
Oh, I do too. I think the Bears and the Broncos are, I think they're very similar. I think they're very similar. The Broncos won today, right? I didn't watch a second of the other games in the afternoon. Oh, yeah. They beat the Raiders by 7.
Do you guys actually think Chicago's good, though? Like,
I think the game today, like,
okay, it comes down to the wire. Maybe at some point, even if you think it's the horseshoe up your ass thing, like, if it's happening every week, but. I didn't see anything that made me think like, man, they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs or anything like that.
I think Chicago, I think overall is good. When I say Jordan Love is good and I say Chicago's good, I don't think that they're not equal to me. I really think Jordan Love is great, but I'm just like saying good for now. The Bears,
he's great.
All right, Jordan Love's great.
There you go. Yeah. Let's go. Who's going to debate that? Crap. Who can argue that right now?
Yeah. I'm sick of this crap of, well, we love Justin Fields. We love Caleb Williams, but we just kind of like Jordan Love. Like, come on, say it with your chest.
The Bears have been good for 15 years. They've been above average to good as a whole, the team. But they can't win. They don't know how to win. They never learned how to win. Caleb and Ben have taught them how to win. This is a very similar Bears team. So either this team is there. Here's your pick and adventure. Either I'm wrong, which I could be, and I'm giving the Bears too much credit, or I'm completely wrong. I could be completely wrong. They're still the same dog shit that they've always been. They're just more lucky this year. You pick your path. I'm saying they're good. And well, they finally learned how to win.
Let me ask you this. Here's a good litmus test. Like, how confident were you in Jordan Love, the final drive that Green Bay had the ball? And then how confident were you that Caleb was going to do something stupid on the last drive?
I was confident that we would score. Although when Emmanuel Wilson slipped, I got concerned.
Yep. I got like a really bad feeling when they used that timeout before the, I think, 4th-and-1 call or 3rd-and-1.
I feel like if they would have scored, they were going to go for 2.
100%.
They were bringing the clock down.
Do you think we should have gone for 2?
No. Well, yeah. Always go for 2 because then you know how much many possessions you need. I was emulating
Greg Olson.
Yep.
Oh.
Hey, what do you guys think of Tom Brady? Because I think he's possibly the worst color guy I've ever heard. Gosh. He is a doofus.
He is not good.
Kevin Burkhart calls every play as if he's amazed by the game of football, as we all are. It's a great game. But he calls every play as if he is just seeing football for the first time. Oh, my God, you're kidding me. 10-yard catch to Zacchaeus. Okay.
Well, what I think about Brady is, you know, Romo has that thing for a while where it was like he could see the play coming before it happens. Like, he really wants to be that guy. Like, he wants to believe that, you know, he's the smartest guy ever. And, like, even on a play where I think it was a penalty against Chicago and, like, he thought it was against Green Bay, and then he just sounded dumbfounded when he was like, what? I think it was simple, like neutral zone infraction or something. Like, I don't know. He looks like a skinwalker too. It creeps me out.
He makes weird sounds like that you just shouldn't make if you're announcing a play-by-play. It's like, I don't. Not
he makes weird faces too. It's like someone told him never stop smiling.
Did we like his outfit today?
No, absolutely not. Hmm.
Did you, buddy? Right. No, did he?
He had like black leather on, and he looked like an egg.
If you guys are watching live, it's good. If you're watching live, I got about 12 more minutes. My wife's got a night out tonight, and I gotta.
My wife.
Let me read some more comments, though, that I have not looked at yet. Matt says, love you, Bart. Gonna miss you.
Well,
they'll be here, but
yeah.
You know what I'm gonna miss the most about the show with the national audience and everyone that's been so nice is the paycheck.
the
financial security, probably. Yeah,
financial security, knowing that it, you know. Every other Friday, there's going to be checked in. Yeah. But I will miss the relationships we've formed over the 2 years.
I'll miss the routine. It is a big part of my day.
Yeah. And I appreciate that Ben and Ben's been calling in.
Is Carlos going to stay a regular on the podcast? Because we need a non-ball knower every now and then. He's really bad. Like, especially with football, he's really bad.
No, he's not.
Nice guy, but man, is he terrible with football.
Well, he's a Giants fan, so that's tough.
It's his favorite sport.
Yeah.
No, Carlos will be a part of what we're doing. All right, Greg says, Bears are good now. Pains me to admit it. They whooped us in the line of scrimmage.
Well, second half, maybe. First half, Green Bay killed him.
Adam also thought I was shirtless.
Just take it off, buddy. No diddy.
No, but I'll go green.
There you go.
Is that better? No, I blend into my background.
Oh, the pink and green is a great combination. You needed like pink undersleeves or something, you know?
That's
Should I even do a real special? Should I show hair today?
Love it. I think the salmon and olive is more of a Grant Bills look.
Okay.
Oh, like, yeah? I got that. Where did I get that? Was that a Costco shirt?
Dude, Costco's been killing it with the winter gear.
This is Costco.
Yeah.
This shirt's
got. Wait a minute. Was that intentional? Like, are you saying it that way as a bit? Because it's like a Wisconsin way to say it. Costco? Isn't it Costco?
Who knows?
There's a T in there, right?
It's Costco. Costco. Did I say Costco?
Costco. Yeah,
I'm saying it like Osco Drug. Remember Osco Drugs?
Mm. Osco Jewel.
Yeah. If I was being Wisconsin, I would call it Costco's. Like everyone calls Myers.
Good call. Illinois. Those Bears fans going back to Illinois.
Alex says both fans should have to fear the other team's quarterback for years to come.
No. Like, make Caleb do the
best. Of the last three, he's the best. Clearly.
Is that really a high bar to clear? Like, we should fear him? Give me a break, man.
He's good, man.
I
think Caleb's good.
Packers fans are just so scared of the Bears actually being good that it takes away objectivity. Like, they can't look at Caleb and just be like, I don't know. Like, he has great feet, great escapability. He almost looks like Barry Sanders the way he can escape things. But if he has to be consistently in the pocket, he's cooked.
But he doesn't. That's not his game. I mean, until he gets older and he can't do it as fluidly. Well,
and not many guys can be.
At least 5 years of him, probably.
Well, not many guys can be the escape out of the pocket guy every play and be long-term successful. So I'm not scared at all.
Jeff says it's going to be a tougher game in 2 weeks in Chicago Saturday night.
No shit. It's a road game.
Even
we'll have a Saturday night Winkler verse.
There you go.
I believe that'll be the first Winkler verse pot of the new era, which is
Winkler verse 2.0.
Yes. This is the
PG. Change it back to Bart Winkler show again? No.
No way.
Did you name it that, Jake? I always gave credit to you.
I think, well, it may have just like collectively as a group, we all started, because you're into that whole MCU stuff. So I think it just kind of came about.
David says, I love Nixon, but he needs a life coach to tone down his anger issues.
He got choked out. He got choked.
That was bullshit. Yes, I agree,
that
Ben.
That was bullshit.
At best,
I don't stand
going
by him too often on the boneheaded stuff, but that should have been at least a negated penalty.
The referees were terrible today. Awful.
I don't know if there's a conversation that I wasn't privy to in the comments. Sean says, I collect Canadian quarters.
This is what the kind of stuff you're going to get here. For people that are joining the Winklerverse for the first time, this is the riveting type shit.
Hey, my dad Papa, says, let's go Winklerverse.
Yeah.
What up, Daddy?
Hey, Dad.
Papa Winkler.
Ben looks like a Timu version of John Kuhn.
I'll take it. Yeah, that's a new one.
He looks like a Packer fan. Like, what's wrong with I think that's you're a good looking guy.
Oh, maybe Sean, if I take my bald head, does that help or make it worse?
That's the same guy as the Canadian quarters guy. So he just took me up with 8 Canadian quarters, unless there's a
Pretty steep.
Also, I take offense to that on Ben's behalf, because John Kuhn is like the Timo version of whatever. Like, he's the Timo version of maybe Ben, because John Kuhn's garbage.
Okay, so. I was about to say, whoa, Jake, I'm Timo, a Timoception. I'm Timo, whatever.
Oh, speaking of Timo, Jake, I'm actually glad you're here.
Mm.
Yes, unbeknownst to Jake, Hot Take Jake is the first recipient of the Bart Winkler Show Peace Prize Award.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I'm humbled. I don't know what that means, but I am so humbled.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
That was a political joke. I get it. I think it was good. Okay. I dug it.
Well, I'll you didn't put it win on the FIFA Peace Prize.
I will put it on myself and just be in amazement of it.
We got to take the Winklerverse to the next level, and we'll have to buy you a plaque that you can show on a podcast.
Yeah, I'll settle for another tailgate. Give me some sort of ceremony at the tailgate.
Unemployed Bart is a more entertaining Bart.
This is true.
I got 2 weeks left.
I like COVID
and,
Bart.
And I'll tell you this, Bart.
About sports.
COVID
Bart. I don't think it's intentional on Bart's part, because, like, obviously I think, you know, when you're on the national airwaves, when you're as big a deal as Bart is, you have to like bring it back a little bit. So like, I do think we get a little bit closer to unhinged Bart. Not quite like
I don't really think Chuck I Bart, left a like, lot on the table in that national
no,
show.
It was enough to notice, I would say.
In the beginning, I felt it out.
Yeah.
I mean, now I've spent all week saying ESPN is a dog shit company. No chance I'm ever going to apply there because I shit on them all the time. I always am Midwest is the best.
Can I tell you a couple things? People. Can I tell you a couple LOL moments that I had? Like, legitimately not text someone LOL. Like, I laughed out loud while I was driving. The ghost of the guy who owned your house, I was pissing myself. And then I think actually it was Paul who played the clip of you basically just giving up on the number is where I got to go.
I don't give a shit.
I was pissing myself, man. It was so good.
Love was only sacked once. That's from Tom. The O-line is figuring it out.
Yeah, they were great.
They were great. Yep.
Dumb question. How do we call in? So I put a link up, and I'll do that in these post games when I'm live. I'm not going to do it anymore today because we're going to go here soon.
Yeah, get in there next time, Neil.
The other way to get in is the Carl's Place voicemail line. 402-915-BART. 402-915-2278.
And if you need a simulator, is that Carl's?
An AI voicemail for Bart?
Golf simulator.
Oh, no. We're going to have Bears fans just bombarding your voicemail with AI.
Bart, I think you should have a sleepover at your house for the Winklerverse. Like, that would be an epic episode. We just have a big round table.
You have a big house? You got a garage?
Yeah, dude. Where do you live, Bart? You live in a village.
We could Do a beer garden, maybe.
I don't have a big enough house to have a sleepover.
You could put us in the West Wing and...
You'd put someone out of business, probably, if you had a get-together.
I would say, what about bringing back the Brewers tailgate?
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Matt singeing off his eyebrows.
Matt
singeing off his eyebrows on the grill.
I got an even better idea. What about first Bucks game post Giannis when tickets are $9? That's buy a section.
We could get something, a GoFundMe for post Giannis.
But yeah. I think we wouldn't mind paying for tickets. Like
I'm down to buy a ticket. Yeah.
Bears still suck from Chris.
I did go to the Bucks game Friday night, and it was Bradley Center style pricing.
Really?
Yep.
Who do they play?
Philly.
Yeah.
Got what about a Pato tailgate? Should we all go to? No, I'm not.
Pato. So, you just said you need a paycheck, and we're going to go to Pato to celebrate. We're all going to need a higher paycheck.
So I've got two. Let me pivot to this.
Or we could get your money from donations on the channel.
I just got one from Neil. $10. Neil, you're in next week. First guest.
Pato. Take it to Pato.
That's on. Now, does this even get a hand at Pato right now?
Sportsbook, do like a 5-way parlay.
We'll save this thing.
Two things I want to mention. So the overall blanket is, I will be soliciting for podcast sponsors. As one of the things I'm going to try to do is, there's certain people I would like to get on the show consistently and offer them payment for their time. I will have more on that later. But I'm going to stop talking about Potawatomi until they pay me. There's two places that are everywhere right now, except here. And that would be Pato, which I'm open to it, and the Nicolay guy.
Nicolay Law?
Beardy McBeard?
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed on a certain...
If you ever see this podcast with the Nicolay logo, either my wife is out of work and I need this podcast to eat, or he doubles whatever I go at. I don't think he cares about me.
We all care about you, buddy.
Yeah. I see everybody's got them and... I don't got it. Ben's paying me to be on the show. Is that what you're
appreciate
just doing?
You, Bart.
Now it's like a telethon. We got to keep it going.
Jake.
Yeah. I don't know how to do it from here. Can I do it from here? Ben, give me a quick how-to.
I uploaded my card onto YouTube, and then I bought it through YouTube.
No.
It's really my pleasure, Bart. Great show. Always love being on here.
Yeah. Well, remember when you were like, hey, would you pay $500 to keep your team in? Like, I would pay $500 to keep the Winklevers going. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's nice.
Don't. I'll just Apple Pay you, all right?
The Winklerverse.
Well, can I ask a quick question, Bart?
Yeah.
Did you end up getting those signed rookie cards for your son?
No.
No.
I forgot about that.
Darn. I was kind of pumped for that. I thought that was really cool that guy was, you know, gifting. That was pretty nice.
That was cool. That was cool. The Winklerverse is not, it's Winkler, but it's the Winklerverse. This part I'm serious about. There is something here. There's a community. There's something, right? There's 100%. Something. There's something. And that is why I feel like at least, well, no, I'm not looking for other jobs. I'm just going to do this. I'm not wasting my time. I'm not looking for other jobs. I'm doing this. I'm signing up for fucking Batteries Plus. I'm not begging iHeart for a job.
Hey, if you need any ideas, I got you.
I'm doing Winklerverse.
Hell yeah.
I really like your picks with Horvat, and then it'd be cool to like follow up on that on a regular basis. I don't know.
Knows we were going to do this week, but I was sick as shit.
You know what I don't like about Horvat? I don't like people that will like make a point and then say, right? Like it's like it forces you to agree with it. So he'd be like, you know, Jordan Love, like, you know, he's a great player, right? Right? But
that's just the thing people say.
Yeah, I just don't
like it. All right, my wife's ride is here. I got to go.
All right.
Peace out.
Love you guys.
That's the other rule. Because I'm doing this full time, she is in charge, as she should be. Thank you all. Have a this week. We'll do more shit. We got more shit coming. I love all you guys. Thanks for stopping. Into the Winklerverse.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.